You're listening to a message from Every Nation GTA. For more information, please visit our website at everynationgta.org.
Good morning, everyone. It's nice to be here. It's also good to see all of you, despite a long weekend and it's rainy today. So it's just good to see everyone here today. So my name is Tristan. I'm one of the pastors that serves here. And I'm normally in the campus, and I'm just happy to have this privilege to be able to preach again to in front of all of you, making me feel so nervous. So, so we're continuing a service, our series called "Rooted and Fruitful." And so yesterday we did a prayer walk. Here in the city, so we had a chance to pray for our church. We prayed for our community. Okay, I'm supposed to click the slide, but So we went around. We prayed. We walked. We did not run, but we had a chance to sit down. We had the three stations. We were able to pray for our church, pray for our city, and we're able to pray for the campuses. So. Why are we praying? Okay. We're praying because we're believing God for breakthrough. Yeah. Breakthrough in this church. Yeah. You know, that we would be able to reach out to as many people as we can. Be able to disciple as many people as we can. Yes. Pray for this city that the righteousness of God would come and visit our neighborhood. Come and visit this city. We pray for the campuses for breakthroughs. We're believing God that this year would be able to have 500 student engagement this year that would lead us to 100 student gospel conversations. In turn, we would be able to plug them into small groups. And hopefully by the end of the year, we'd be able to baptize 20 new students in Every Nation campus. Amen. Amen. I like that. That's very encouraging. I was telling Itunu yesterday when we were doing the prayer walk, it's audacious. It's just audacious to believe God for 500 interactions with different students. It's audacious to believe God that God would bring this church to 500. Because the reality is very, very different. You know, it feels like sometimes breakthrough is just very far away. You know, at the point you feel like the breakthrough is near you, then when you look back or when you look around, it's just too far away from you. And that feels for us. And I feel like that's the message for all of us also this morning. So how many of us here today, you are believing God for breakthrough this year? Right? You know what? Guess what? 7 months have passed. Can you believe that? Today is August 2. 5 more months. And it's the next year. Some of us are excited. Some of us are not. And I feel like that's the quiet longing in our heart. And here's a big idea. Abiding in God brings breakthrough. You know, we talked about abiding in God. And Alex talked about it 2 weeks ago, and I'd like to go back to this verse where it says, I am the branches, okay? I am the vine, okay? Jesus is the vine. You are the branches, meaning us. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. It says here, for apart from me, you can do nothing. It did not say you can do many things. It did not say you can do impossible things. It did not say you can do greater things. But it did say, apart from me, you can do nothing. You know, Whitney Houston popularized the song, I have nothing without you. I won't attempt to sing it. Maybe Dinah can sing it. And it's the same thing with God. But sometimes we forget this part. We thrive and thrive, you know, or try to strive and grunt. You know the word grunt? You try to produce something out of nothing. You're trying to make out of something. But the issue is not the effort. The issue is we are apart from the vine. We are disconnected from the vine. What can we take from this? We have to remember that we cannot do nothing. It's impossible. That's maybe that's why. Apart from God, we cannot have joy. Apart from God, we cannot have genuine peace. Apart from God, there's no breakthrough. Nothing. It's only possible when we are with God. I have this picture in the screen, you know, when, you know, Jesus said, I am the vine and we are the branches. And when you see the branches are full of grapes, right? And when we talk about breakthrough and you are one of the vine, you know, you look around, kind of feel like, why does that person have so many breakthroughs? I'm also, you know, it's not making sense. We try to compare. For many of us, as we stand midway through the year, what we see on the screen feels far away from what we are experiencing in our day-to-day life. This is like us, you know. There is a branch in this tree that does not have any fruit or grapes. Some of us have quiet whisper in our hearts because if we are being honest today, many of us look around, maybe in this church or in your workplace, in your school. We see other people getting the promotion, seeing their marriage healed, maybe other people having their love lives, receiving breakthroughs and answered prayers, and we feel like this branch right here, not having enough fruit, not breaking through. You're sitting in the waiting room feeling stuck, quietly whispering in your heart, God, what about me? Where is my breakthrough? Today we will claim one of the many promises Jesus spoke in the scripture. And this is the promise. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Let's pray. Lord, we want to claim what you said in James chapter 4, verse 3. It says here, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Lord, teach us how to ask, what to ask. And we pray, God, that you would give us the right intentions and the right motives so that we would please you and not ourselves. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Last week we were not here. I was able to listen to Pastor August preaching last Sunday via YouTube, but Margaret and I went out for a quick short summer break. I never imagined that I will be excited for summer after staying here for 3 years. As you know, we were from Philippines, and in Philippines it's summer all year round, right? So I've not been that excited for summer, but this time we were excited. And the reason for the quick getaway is just to see family and friends and for Elijah to celebrate his birthday. And Elijah said, this is the best birthday yet. He was so happy. We were able to ride horse and we biked for 13 kilometers. It's a feat for me. I've never tried biking for 13 kilometers with Elijah behind me. So going to that trip, to that island, it was like a four-hour drive. And while we were on the road, I felt like I was really sluggish and sleepy. So I said, I need to stop to a fast food and get coffee. So before stepping down, I asked everyone likes anything? And everybody says, none. They were just all silent. So I decided to buy the coffee, and I added a cheeseburger, right? So I went back inside the car, and while I was about to bite my cheeseburger, I heard a small voice and said, I want cheeseburger too. You know, we laugh. You know, I felt like that's a rhema for me. You know, that's like a word for me. You know, we laugh, but isn't that how we treat God sometimes? You know, we ignore Him in the quiet seasons, skip the preparation, ignore the invitation to abide. But a moment a crisis hits on the road, we demand a hot breakthrough. But Jesus teaches us, you cannot bypass the process of abiding and expect to enjoy the fruit of the breakthrough. And this brings us to John chapter 15, verses 7 and 8. It says here, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. In verse 8, by this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Our big idea for today is that abiding in God brings breakthrough. But how does abiding actually release breakthrough into our lives? Now, Jesus gives us three steps in this passage. One is that abiding in God is the preparation for the breakthrough. Let's go back to the scripture in John 15, 7. You can encircle this in your Bible with me. The word if you. We have to know that this is a conditional promise. There are many different promises or categories of promises in the Bible. There are conditional, and there's a word that indicates its condition, right? It's if, unless, but, whoever, otherwise. There are also promises in the scriptures that are covenantal in nature, meaning you don't have to do anything. God brings it, God delivers it anyway. Promises like, I will stay with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. There are universal promises meant for believers and non-believers, like the sun setting up, the seasons. There are specific promises God gives to his people, like for Moses, for Abraham, for Joshua. This one is conditional, meaning this promise will not happen if the condition is not fulfilled. So this promise is not applicable if we do not follow the condition. So why would God put a condition for this promise? That's a question. Why would God give a promise and then give a condition? The premise is that if not with a condition, this will be completely transactional. God will be turned into a genie and will just go to him and just ask, and God gives it to us. It's as if God is obliged to what we actually want or need. You know, the condition is not here to restrict us, but to align us to him. Abiding is not an obstacle to the breakthrough. It's not an obstacle to the breakthrough. But this is the very thing that prepares us, empowers us, gives us purpose for the breakthrough. So what is the condition? The condition is twofold. One, abide in God. You know, what do we mean by abide? You know, it has been shared to us many times. So the word abide means the word to remain, stay, reside, continue, endure. So I feel like this is like a picture, you know. God is inviting us to live with him. And the picture is when we live, you know, with God, we don't come into the living room or into the house and dictate what we want on God. Like, Lord, I want to rearrange this living room. I want this couch there. I want this there. I want to take a full renovation. But I want us to have this idea. God has his thing settled, and God is inviting us to enjoy it, to be part of it, to live in it. God wants us to stay, not someone who lives for an Airbnb trip. You know, when we're going outside, you know, going out for a trip, stay for an Airbnb trip for two or three days. Abiding in God is not like that. Abiding in God is staying with God, staying in him, living with God. We don't wander away from the Lord. Abiding is sticking to God, sticking with the Lord. We stay in the relationship. We cultivate the relationship through what? Through the reading of the Word, staying in prayer, praying, and other practical spiritual disciplines like giving, fasting, serving. When we say abide in God, my encouragement for us today is don't be a visitor in your relationship with God. Don't be a visitor. We cannot experience any breakthrough if we're just visiting. You know, we tap in two hours on a Sunday, and that's it. It cannot be like that. Don't treat our relationship with God like how we live on Airbnb, which is very temporary. Now, the next one, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. When Jesus says, if my words abide in you, he is explicitly using the word, in Greek word, he is using the word rhema, not logos. So logos is a general, you know, a word God's speak. Rhema means it's direct, it's specific sayings, commands, and promises. He is asking you, or he is asking us, to let his specific instructions and promises to live in our minds, in our hearts, so that when life tests us, his voice directs our next decision. His words guide us, engage us. Rhema works like upgrading our mental operating system. So when we read the word, we allow the word to stay in our hearts and let it speak in our, the way we live our lives and in everything. It's about letting Jesus' words become our default mental software. I have a picture here that I tried. I tried AIing. I'm sorry for... I know there are some who are very good, you know. This is their profession. However, I don't have the time. So that's just... this is just a picture. We allow the Word of God to speak to us. When we say speak to us, we allow God to renew our minds, renew our behavior, change the way we live, change the way we make decisions. And then what? It manifests into our hearts, right? It manifests into our hearts. Then it changes the way we react. It changes the way we respond. So what's the effect? If we're struggling with anxiety, the automatic response of, you know, the actual application of making his word remain into our heart is that when we are triggered by anxiety, scripture says, do not worry about tomorrow. When you're triggered about getting angry, you know, you're driving and you're getting mad, you know, be quick to listen. Slow to speak, slow to become angry. We are allowing the word of God just to simmer. We take a 2-second pause, 5-second pause. Lord, what are you doing? Lord, what are you saying? What is your word telling me right at this very moment? Is there a word that I can get wisdom from? Now, when we remain in him and his words resonate in our heart, our wishes change. Our wishes change. We stop asking out of selfish ambition. We stop asking out of panic, out of greed, out of fleshly desire. We aren't trying to bend God's will anymore to match our own agenda. But instead, our hearts are getting aligned to his heart. So meaning, we allow God to change us and let his word change us. And that sets us up for the next breakthrough. Okay? And that sets us up for the next key. Okay? The next point. Abiding in God is the power to break through. Abiding in grace. Abiding in God is the grace, the joy, the perseverance, the peace, the faith to break through. If we're not abiding, it'll all be all fleshly energy. And we can do it. I think we can do it. But not for long. We will get tired. We will get burned out. Because we're trying to accomplish a divine, you know, a divine calling with humanly nature. We need God's divine nature. And that only is possible if we continue to abide in God. Without abiding in God, even asking will be too difficult to do. We won't have the energy to do that. Why? Because sin, shame, condemnation will always have a way to discourage us. Always have a way to discourage us. It's only in abiding in God. Right? Romans 8:1 says that those who are in Christ, there is no condemnation. Galatians 5:1 says that those who have been free are free indeed. If we stick, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess, Jesus is faithful to forgive us. If we confess our sins, those are possible if we continue to abide in God. So abiding in God is the power to break through. Now let me show you an example from the scripture. Okay. It says, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. The word ask means, in Greek, it's aetio, means bold, urgent, and expectant petition. It's not like asking timidly. It's like this word is like you're banging the door, and you're saying, I need it, Lord, help me. I need this breakthrough. Let's read the scripture. In 2 Samuel 5:19 to 20, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I go up against these Philistines? Will you give them into my hand? And the Lord said to David, go up, for I will certainly give the Philistines into your hand. And David came to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breaking flood. Therefore, the name of that place is called Baal Perazim. His spoken word. Okay, so let's break it down real quick. David didn't charge into the valley of Rephaim in his own confidence, but he sat before God and asked, shall I go up? The quick premise of this is that he was anointed as a king when he was in teenagers. Some scholars would say he was probably 15, 16. And in this chapter, he was anointed as king after, what, maybe 15 years, 13 years. That's how long he waited for his breakthrough. And so he was recognized by the 12 tribes. And this is the first part of, after being crowned as king, he had to break through. And so what he did was, he asked God, shall I go up? That is in John 15:7. So before you ask for the breakthroughs, you abide in the Lord of the breakthroughs. His spoken word. If we could see it, we could see it. Shall I go up in the Philistines? He inquired the Lord. He inquired the Lord. And then what? He asked, will you give them into my hand? And the Lord said to David, go up, and I will certainly give the Philistines into your hand. We can see the work of abiding in God and making his word abide in David's life. And when God gave him that word, he pressed on. He continued. And David came to Baal Perazim, and David defeated him there. And he said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breaking flood. Baal Perazim technically means, or literally means, the Lord is the Lord of the breakthrough. And breakthrough came into his life, or into that specific situation, like what? Like a breaking flood. I don't know if you've experienced flood. You know, you've been flooded in your house or whatever. I've experienced that at one point. You cannot control it. You cannot control it. It will happen. If the streets are flooded and your house lies below the street level, your house will be flooded. That's going to happen. And I feel like that's what's the word of the Lord for all of us here in this church. We will not contain God's breakthrough. It will happen. It will happen. But the thing is, It's not just going to be me to receive the breakthrough. It has to be all of us. If we want a church to receive breakthrough, then it has to be all of us, which means all of us has to be abiding in God. And all of us should allow the word of God to resonate and abide in our hearts. Because if not, we will kind of like be that vine that I showed you. Some branches don't have fruits. Other branches do. But I want all of us, God wants all of us to be fruitful and receive our breakthrough. I remember this saying from Pastor Jim LaFoon. He said, right before your breakthrough, you will always undergo a period where everything in you wants to break down and quit. And if you are in that position and you want to quit, press on, abide in God. Abide in God and let His word resonate. Continue to work into your heart. For we know God is going to break through. God doesn't just give us the breakthrough to change our situation, but He also releases His power to accomplish His mission through our life. Bert prayed for me last Wednesday and I remembered this verse. And I feel like I want to share this to all of us today. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but those who have faith and preserve their souls. Don't lose your faith. Don't shrink back. Don't throw away your confidence. Abiding in God is the grace, the joy, the perseverance, the peace, and the faith to break through. And the last one is abiding in God provides the purpose to break through. So what's the purpose? Now let's take a look at this scripture. By this, my Father is glorified. My quick question, is having breakthroughs an evidence of bearing much fruit that gives glory to God? You know, breakthroughs are not the fruit itself. Breakthrough is a supernatural power and divine answer God releases into our circumstances so that the fruit can actually grow and mature. We cannot mistake, let's not mistake the breakthrough as a sign of being fruitful that God wants us. It's twofold. Breakthrough is the evidence. Being fruitful is the proof. Okay? Breakthroughs are not the fruit itself. Breakthrough is the supernatural power and divine answer God releases to us. Now, you bear much fruit. Okay? You bear much fruit. It's like fruit is the Christ-like transformation and kingdom impact that comes out of your life. Kingdom impact. You know, when you work for your companies, the company suddenly blessed because you were added there, right? You're studying, your classmates all around you, they are blessed because there is so much kingdom impact. Now, why does God want you to receive your breakthrough? Answer, in order that you bear much fruit. Why does Jesus invite us to abide? Why does the Holy Spirit, God's rhema, God's word into our hearts? Why does the Father prune the vine? Because in order that we bear much fruit. God wants us to bear much fruit. So what? So the Father may be glorified. So the Father may be glorified. Okay, as we close, God wants to be glorified into our lives. And God wants us to be fruitful and to have the evidence of the breakthrough. But as it ended here, I'm sorry, I messed up the slides. I want us to, just the last verse. And so prove to be my disciples. God wants us to be disciples. A disciple means a follower of Jesus, someone who is in close proximity with God, who walks in close proximity in God. He is calling us to be His disciples, to pitch our tent in Him, to let His active rhema word upgrade our hearts, and to ask in His authority until the walls of breakthrough come crashing down. God is going to break through that situation in your life. Not just so your circumstances change, but so you can stand as a giant billboard for His goodness. God wants you to receive the breakthrough because every time other people sees a breakthrough you're receiving and the kind of fruits that you're bearing, God is getting glorified. But the key for that is for us to walk as a disciple who follows Jesus, a disciple who abides in God, who makes His word abides in us. And we want that. We want God to be glorified into our lives. Let's pray. Lord, we want to abide in You, God. Lord, we repent for the times, Lord, that we let go of Your hand. We let go of Your word. We let go of the Holy Spirit's conviction just to please our momentary pleasures. Lord, today we choose to abide in You, in Jesus' name. Also, we pray, God, for some of us here who are believing for breakthroughs. And it feels like there's just so many obstacles. I pray, God, that as Your people decide to abide in You and Your word abide in them, and as they speak their authority in Jesus' name, Lord, let their breakthrough come to pass. May it be promotion. May it be the work permit they're praying and believing for. May it be the permanent residence that they are praying and believing for. May it be the growth of their spiritual walk, like a spiritual breakthrough. May it be a growth in their small groups, Lord. Lord, let this breakthrough come to pass for them. Come to pass for all of us. Come to pass here for our church, for this city, and for all the campuses, Lord God, we're doing ministry. To Lord. We ask this in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to a message from Every Nation GTA. Thanks for joining us. For more information, visit our website at everynationgta.org.